This is Passport to Texas. Jessica Beckham is on a quest to catch some fuzzy flying insects.
Today we are out here surveying bumblebees in a little roadside area of Denton County.
She's been studying bumblebees at the University of North Texas while pursuing a PhD in environmental science. Next week, the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS follows her efforts in a segment called The Bee Searcher.
Here in Texas, we have sweat bees, digger bees, leafcutter bees, resin bees, about 700 to 800 species of bees that are native bees, including 9 species of bumblebees.
We know about the honeybees and colony collapse disorder, but Jessica Beckham wants to know more about the plight of native bumblebees.
I'm studying native pollinators, bumblebees in particular, because native pollinators might serve as an insurance policy against these losses of honeybees.
Insect pollinators, including bumblebees, are responsible for about 80% of the pollination of wildflowering plants and about 75% of our agricultural plants.
Bumblebees are great pollinators because bees deliberately collect pollen, and they have a lot more hair than honeybees, and they move a lot of pollen from flower to flower.
View the Parks and Wildlife TV segment, The Bee Searcher, next week on PBS. Check your local listings. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.